father on one occasion. She must be in a labor camp, and Tzipora's a big girl now, isn't she? She must be in a camp, too. How we should have liked to believe it. We pretended, for what if the other one should still be believing it? All the skilled workers had already been sent to other camps. There were only about 100 of us ordinary laborers left. "It's your turn today," said the secretary of the block. "You're going with the next transport." At 10 o'clock, we were given our daily ration of bread. We were surrounded by about 10 SS. On the door, the plaque, "Work is Liberty." We were counted, and then there we were, right out in the country on the sunny road, in the sky a few little white clouds. We walked slowly. The guards were in no hurry. We were glad of this. As we went through the villages, many of the Germans stared at us without surprise. They had probably already seen quite a few of these processions. On the way, we met some young German girls. The guards began to tease them. The girls giggled, pleased. They let themselves be kissed and tickled, exploding with laughter. They were all laughing and joking and shouting blandishments at one another for a good part of the way. During this time, at least we did not have to endure either shouts or blows from the rifle butt. At the end of 4 hours, we reached our new camp, Buna. The iron gate closed behind us.
So far, Eli and his father have survived Auschwitz. As they are rounded up with other prisoners to be taken to another camp, Eli sees a sign that reads, "Work is Liberty." In one way, I suppose, this message is true. Only prisoners who can work will stay alive. But in another sense, it is ridiculous and ironic to say that work equals liberty or freedom when the workers are prisoners who have no choice but to do whatever jobs they are told to do. The chapter ends with a disturbing scene. As the prisoners are walking to their new camp, their guards begin to flirt with some young German girls on the side of the road. The girls are laughing and joking, and they don't even seem to notice the prisoners. Eli is sort of glad the girls are there, because they distract the guards from hitting and shouting at the prisoners. But it is really sick to think that people like those girls saw Jewish prisoners marching past all the time and didn't care or want to do anything about it. Let's start the next chapter on page 45.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 3 into your CD player and begin reading at the top of page 45.